had a relation with her before she was three and she saw blood. Then he had another relation with her after she was three, and again on Matzah Dam. Now, if we say that the hymen gets ruptured and it regrows if it got ruptured before she was three, and it grows back right away, so we understand what happened. He saw Dam when he had a relation with her under three. Psulim. She sees Dam again after three. What is it from? Psulim. Under three, there's no hymen or it's not ruptured. It only happens El La'achad Gimel. So really, what we're focusing in is not the fact that he had a relation with her after she was three. If a man has a relation with a girl under three and she sees Dam, that's the Nafkamina. If it doesn't rupture before she's 3 years old and she had Dam after the relation, is a raya that this is Dam Nida. Because before three, it's not halachically an act of cohabitation. But nevertheless, before three, is a Dam Sulam or is a Dam Nida?
Dam Sulam, what is that to him? Nothing?
Nothing. Neither to her. And if it's Dam Nida, then she's Nida and he's...
She would be it would be Dam Sulam both times.
Correct. Correct. Today, we have a doctor here. What's the Metzias? The fact that it grows back, it means that something changes. There's some change after three. It means it grows back before three. It doesn't grow back after three.
Everything grows very fast.
But after three, the chal doesn't grow back.
Is there, though...
1 second, Dr. Dani, afterward, the Torah is saying that a man has a relation with a girl, God forbid, after three.
God forbid, after three.
Once she's three, full 3 years old, then her psulim will never grow back. She will lose her psulim. If a man has a relation with a girl under three, it never ruptured or it was going to grow back. Now she's 3 years old. Someone had a relation with her. That's it. It's ruptured. If a man has